There will be almost 500,000 new jobs in computer science by 2024. But like other STEM fields, there is a dearth of women in the field. But a girl-powered organization best known for cookies and camping believes they can open the door to computer science. KJZZ's Mariana Dale reports from Girl Scout Camp.
It's tradition to start the day at Parsons Leadership Center with the raising of the American flag. Then girls from ages 5 to their teens hold up 3 fingers on their right hands and recite the Girl Scout promise.
On my honor,
the rest of the day doesn't hold typical camp activities like hiking, horseback riding, or canoeing. It's way too hot at the South Phoenix camp for that. But there is one advantage. The Wi-Fi is great.
Today, what you're going to do is the computer you see sitting on the table there, you're going to actually take that apart and you're going to put it back together.
This is Computer Techie Boot Camp. And for many of the girls, it's the first time they've seen the inside of a computer. Chloe Flood is an exception.
My brother broke a computer by squirting some orange juice on it, so we had to take it apart and put it back together.
After a brief lesson in PC anatomy, the girls pry apart the metal casing and dig into the motherboard.
Try and pull it like this way.
It said towards me and
okay. How's it going so far?
Good.
Awesome.
Do we have a hard drive out?
Yes.
Teacher Thalia Neuro was once a Girl Scout, too.
Were there opportunities like this for you when you were their age?
Not that I know of.
She went on to have a more than 2-decade career at Intel. Now she works with a nonprofit that recycles and rebuilds computers.
As a female, you have to really be I don't necessarily want to use the word strong, but you really have to be able to get in there and make your point and make sure that you know what you know.
The reality is the ratio of women in the computer science field has gone down since it peaked in the 80s. The National Center for Education Statistics estimates women earn 18% of computer science undergrad degrees.
Technology jobs have grown significantly, and as a percentage, the number of women have gone down on the whole.
Charles Eaton works at the Computing Technology Industry Association and runs a charity focused on increasing women and minorities in IT. The group's research shows even though today's girls are digital natives, they're less likely than boys to consider a career in tech. Girls say they don't know of the opportunities.
They need to see it everywhere. It can't just sort of be an isolated event in their lives. You know, when they go back to school, they need to be supported in their studies.
Girl Scout Camp Director Crystal Dingott says the summer camps are one way to boost young women's exposure to science.
Girl Scouts has been fighting that battle for the last 105 years, and this is no different.
If girls push past the stereotypes about who should be in computer science, they're likely to be one of few females in classes and at work. Even women at the top of their field say walking into a room when you're in the minority is awkward at best. Dingott says that's why the all-female environment of camp is so important.
There are no expectations set on them for how they're supposed to dress, how they're supposed to talk, how they're supposed to behave. They're able to be free to just be themselves.
And the girls at this camp are still very much in the process of figuring out what they want to be. Ella Hoffman says she's excited to learn how to build robots later in the week.
It's really fun to do it, and you could get a career out of it.
Chloe Flood, the one with the juice-spilling brother, thinks the computer boot camp could set her on a path toward engineering or something like it.
It's going to completely change by the time we can get a job. Like flying cars everywhere.
Maybe not everywhere, but the change part is real. That's one reason advocates say the sciences, no matter what discipline, have another benefit. They teach kids how to solve problems and think analytically. Skills that adapt to an uncertain future. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.
And joining us now in the studio is reporter Mariana Dale. Mariana, was this the first time you'd ever actually been to a Girl Scout camp?
No, Steve, I was a Girl Scout myself. I went to camp back in the day and definitely had a more traditional experience, horseback riding. I was up in the pines, up in northern Arizona. So it didn't really look a lot like this high-tech camp that they had here. Girl Scouts is really changing a lot. Their new CEO was a former NASA engineer. The Arizona group of Girl Scouts has really put a big emphasis on STEM. They're going to have a cybersecurity badge next year, so it's definitely a different Girl Scouts than the one I was in.
Well, and how does the organization, how do Girl Scouts think the opportunities for girls might start to change the computer science field? How could this help?
So there's this idea, this kind of catchy phrase that if you can't see it, you can't be it. And their idea is that there's more limited opportunities for them. Google and Gallup found that only 1 in 10 girls reported that they had seen women doing computer science in the media. And so not really a whole lot of role models out there. And kind of in my reporting, I met a woman who shows just how important it can be to have these type of role models. Nadia Bliss is the director of ASU's Global Security Initiative and a computer scientist by trade. She had great role models throughout her life. Her mother worked at NASA, was an engineer. She spent her childhood in Russia, started programming in grade 4, had a grandmother that worked in tech, another one that was a neurologist.
I think this notion of growing up in a family where it was entirely normal for women to be very technical and sciencey contributed a lot to the fact that that is what I do today.
What related opportunities are available for young women, specifically in Arizona?
So studies show nationwide that about 40% of schools offer some kind of computer science, computer programming classes. That comes from code.org, which is an advocacy group that does things like Hour of Code. Now, that's an initiative you'll see actually at a lot of Arizona schools. There was a bill earlier this year that would have mandated that kind of education in Arizona schools. It didn't pass, but the governor has shown interest. He's created an Arizona Computer Science Task Force. They want all Arizona high schools to be able to offer some kind of computer science classes, make it more available. And then there's a ton of outside organizations, the Arizona SciTech Festival, for example, that are offering these opportunities for kids of all ages to get involved in STEM.
Now, Nadia Bliss knows a lot, as you already told us. Did she have any specific recommendations for this?
She has a 6-year-old daughter at home. She loves puzzles. She plays games on her iPad. But Nadia was actually pretty surprised to tell me that her daughter is also kind of a princess. Nadia herself says she, you know, she wears black, a lot of gray, not a super, you know, girly girl. But her daughter loves princess dresses and tiaras. And so she really works to foster both sides of that personality.
What I do to make sure that she has opportunities is really make sure she knows she doesn't have to choose. So she can be the geek and she can be the princess, and those things can coexist.
That was ASU's Nadia Bliss, and we've been talking to KJZZ reporter Mariana Dale about computer science opportunities for young women. Mariana, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.